Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 29th. You'll be interested to know, 116 years ago, today in 1909, at the Grand de Semaine d'Aviation near Reims, France, more than 100,000 people gathered to witness the arrival of the Zeppelin LZ-3, a majestic airship, marking a triumphant moment in human ingenuity and the dawn of modern aviation. This inspiring event celebrated the spirit of exploration, the marvel of lighter-than-air flight, and the boundless potential of human creativity, uniting crowds in wonder and hope. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 2 feet. The conditions will stay consistent through the morning, but by noon, they'll become choppy as the wind picks up to 8 miles per hour. Currently, the wind is onshore at 3 miles per hour. Expect a slight increase in wave height to 2+ feet later in the day. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions begin to fade on Saturday with waves ranging from 2 to 3+ feet and fair conditions early, but choppy conditions develop by midday as winds shift onshore. Expect a steady increase in swell on Sunday, bringing 3 to 5 foot waves with fair conditions in the morning, though choppy conditions return later. Monday presents the best conditions with clean surf at 4 to 5 feet, ideal for catching a barrel early on. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 75 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:18 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 83 and a light west wind at 10 or less. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 69 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 81 and a light northwest wind. Saturday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 69 and a light northwest wind. Sunday continues with mostly sunny skies and a high near 81. Sunday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 70. Labor Day brings mostly sunny conditions with a high near 82. Monday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 70. Tuesday remains mostly sunny, with a high near 83. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the 46th Holiday Bowl is Friday, January 2nd at Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego, the first January edition, with a 5 p.m. kickoff on Fox, pitting Atlantic Coast Conference teams against current or former Pac-12 programs. Sports San Diego and Chief Executive Officer Mark Neville say they love the date, calling Friday night primetime ideal to maximize the Fox broadcast audience. Last year, Syracuse beat Washington State 52-35, the third highest scoring Holiday Bowl. Festivities return with Bowl Bash and Holiday Bowl Parade, tickets opening to annual holders first, then the public in September. on to sports. Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand, and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52.5 sacks in 63 regular season games. Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, Dallas fans. In local sports, the Padres were off last night. Tonight, they start game one of a 3-game series against the Twins at Target Field in Minneapolis. Nestor Cortez takes the mound for San Diego, holding a 2-2 record with a 4.66 earned run average. Zeppy Matthews pitches for Minnesota with a 3-4 record and a 5.3 ERA. First pitch is at 5:10 under clear skies and 74 degrees. In top news, Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand, and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52.5 sacks in 63 regular season games. Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football, Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, and Dallas fans. In business news, Affirm shares jumped 15% in extended trading after the buy now, pay later provider delivered a clear earnings and revenue beat for its fiscal fourth quarter. Earnings per share were 20 cents versus 11 cents expected. Revenue reached $876 million versus $837 million expected, with revenue up 33% from $659 million a year ago, and gross merchandise volume rising 43% to $10.4 billion from $7.2 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just under $4,500. And XRP is down 4% to $2.90. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A former NASA engineer, Charles Buller, now at Exodus Propulsion Technologies, claims an electrostatic propellant-less drive can counter Earth's gravity. He says a new force allows electric fields to generate sustained thrust without expelling mass, enabling center of mass translation. Unaffiliated with NASA, he presented at APEC, citing colleagues from NASA, Blue Origin, and the Air Force, and a 2023 trial that reportedly beat gravity. Skepticism is warranted, as Roger Scheuer's M-Drive from 2001 failed under testing, despite a 2016 NASA EagleWorks hint, with later studies, including Dresden University of Technology, finding zero thrust. Entertainment. Entertainment News. Darren Aronofsky embraced something closer to light with Caught Stealing. Set in 1998 New York City, this rousing chase follows Henry Thompson, a Lower East Side bartender and former ballplayer, now drifting and drinking, played by Austin Butler. A neighbor's cat, a mysterious key, and brutal men ignite pursuits across the city, including a drone shot through the Unisphere in Queens. Low-stakes thrills and a vivid New York portrayal gets a graded B-. It's rated R and 107 minutes. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is open for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.